got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by my mic is that testing. Let me see here. island industry. Testing. Testing. Okay. Let's try that. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Bad start this morning. It's all messed up on this end. I apologize. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. My biblical question, do you know the truth? Do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, it is, I believe, the end of the summer is winding up, winding down or winding up. And a lot of people are coming back home for vacation. So you're about out and about, or you're just working out, or you're just whatever. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A bond, JLP Cash App, bond, JLP Cash App. It's Friday again. It is Friday, and every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
World gone mad.
Or was God during slavery in the United States? He was watching, of course, sitting up there, kicked back, chilling, when black babies were being fed to alligators in front of crowds of white people.
Is everybody crazy?
What?
You love Trump?
Yeah, why? Stay away from me.
Thousands are in mourning after another deadly shooting, this time in Winder, Georgia. Many gathered for a prayer vigil last night.
Why is everyone here just a little angry?
Rick! Rick! He found him!
Mom, be quiet.
Nice.
There is still hope.
Nice. Mom, be quiet. Leave Mom at home. What the... Amazing. I got to find something out. I'll be right back, folks. Thank you. Okay, I'm training the new producer and other stuff, folks, so that's why I'm running in and out of the studio. I apologize. In case you wonder what's going on, it feels like the good old days. Amazing. So there is a little bit more information about the shooter in Georgia. Georgia on my mind, huh? Last night, or yesterday, the day before, whenever it happened now. And so more and more information are coming out. And again, I don't know how true it is or not, the information. So you just can't believe all the information that you hear nowadays. All right? But allegedly, and what they're saying is what I'll give to you today, to you. This is from Fox. New information has surfaced about Colt Gray, a ninth grader accused of opening fire inside the high school on Wednesday morning, killing two teachers, two students, and injuring nine others. The details shine new light on potential warning sign missed prior to the target and the tragic event. Watch this first soundbite from Fox about Colt's troubled family. Watch this.
Colt Gray's home life was fraught with problems. Police reports and court records concerning his parents, Colin and Marcy Gray, reveal a broken family. Colt living with his father, his two younger siblings living with their mother. Marcy Gray was arrested late last year for scratching her husband's truck. Then when they arrested her, police say they found her with methamphetamines, fentanyl, and a glass pipe. She was sentenced to 46 days in jail. Also last year, Colt Gray and his father received a visit from Jackson County Sheriff's investigators. They were looking into an FBI tip. Apparently, someone on a gaming app had threatened to shoot up a middle school. They believed Colt may have been involved. According to incident reports, the then 13-year-old told investigators he didn't make those threats.
Amazing. So the mother, according to this report, has major issues going on. And I think what I want to do is see what my experts think about all this. Since we started off on a slow start this morning, I might as well. Experts, can you guys come in? I want to ask you about it. I think this is a very interesting story. I really do. And there may be things I'm missing about it. So my experts are coming in, and I want to hear from them. In the meantime, there is a line open. Somebody want to get in there at 888-7753-773-888. You eat breakfast or something? What the?
Nobody knew until now.
I want to give you a chance to at least chew it up and swallow it. What do you think?
Yeah.
888-77-JESSE. So my experts are here. Way over in the left is Hake from the HakeReport.com. Monday through Friday, right here on this network, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And one of the experts here, right next to him, is Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And way over to my far right and your far left, folks, is the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. and an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Did you guys see the first time?
No. Yep.
You didn't see it? Okay. Well, I want to replay the first soundbite. This is more, according to Fox, new information about the Colt Gray and his family history. So this is from Fox. Colt Gray's troubled family.
From what we're learning, Colt Gray's home life was fraught with problems. Police reports and court records concerning his parents, Colin and Marcy Gray, reveal a broken family. Colt living with his father, his two younger siblings living with their mother. Marcy Gray was arrested late last year for scratching her husband's truck. Then when they arrested her, police say they found her with methamphetamines, fentanyl, and a glass pipe. She was sentenced to 46 days in jail. Also last year, Colt Gray and his father received a visit from Jackson County Sheriff's investigators. They were looking into an FBI tip. Apparently, someone on a gaming app had threatened to shoot up a middle school. They believed Colt may have been involved. According to incident reports, the then 13-year-old told investigators he didn't make those threats.
At least Colt looked older than those other pictures.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about his family, and this is from Fox. A sheriff investigator talked to Colin Gray. Watch this.
Here's a sheriff's investigator talking to Colt Gray.
I promise I will never say something like that.
So you haven't used Discord in a few months?
No.
And you're saying you didn't say anything like that?
No, the only thing I have is TikTok, but I just go around there and watch videos. Okay.
Colt's father told police he did have guns in the house. He said they were accessible but not loaded. He said he and his son would go hunting and shooting together. He said he wanted his son away from video games and into the outdoors. Colt even shot his first deer that year. Colin Gray also told police his son had problems at school, including being picked on.
I've been at school, like, I'm on first name. I just was up there 3 days ago for his finals, talking to the principal, like, look, we talk about it quite a bit. Okay. All the school shootings, things that happen.
Yeah,
all,
scary.
Hey, are you getting picked on at school? He is. He's getting picked on at school, and is everything okay? That's why I keep going up there.
After that talk, police left. They weren't able to substantiate the tip. Here's where a breakdown may have occurred. The Jackson County Sheriff tells us she believes her department alerted Jackson County schools, telling them, keep monitoring Colt Gray. In an email obtained by the I-team, a sheriff's captain tells the FBI, we have made area schools aware and will monitor this subject.
Amazing. They have no reason to be saying Jackson County Sheriff. She told us. What the? It should be a he told us. But anyway, that's a different day. This is from WGN9. A GBI spokesman announced that Colin Gray, 54, faced four counts of involuntary manslaughter, two counts of second-degree murder, and eight counts of cruelty to children. And this is another from WGN9. It says that Colin Gray's father in charge and President Biden called for gun control. Watch this.
Now, the teen's father, 54-year-old Colin Gray, has been charged in connection with the school shooting.
Mr. Gray, these charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son, Colt, to possess a weapon.
President Joe Biden, while speaking in Wisconsin, again called for gun safety measures following the deadly high school shooting.
Just getting back to school, and a joyous and exciting time, absolutely shattered.
The president insisted that the nation cannot continue to accept the carnage of gun violence.
Some of my Republican friends in Congress just finally have to say enough is enough. We have to do something. Together, let's ban assault weapons.
Okay. There you have it. That's the answer they say. So, Julia, well, I'll start with hate first today. Hey, should the parents be to blame for this?
Straight to it.
What do you say about all this, and should the parents be to blame?
Not legally. Not for what Colt, the crime that Colt committed. No.
And what they should be, what are they to be blamed for?
For being messed up, and they didn't stay together and raise a good kid.
And why you say they should not be blamed legally?
Because a 14-year-old possessing a gun is not a crime. Letting your 14-year-old son possess, quote unquote, a gun is not, that's not against, that shouldn't be against the law, because a 14-year-old is basically like a grown young man, and normally 14-year-olds are somewhat responsible. They can go out on their own and walk around the neighborhood and stuff like that. So they can be, they can also be trusted with adult things. And that's that.
Jack.
And you say, yeah, should the parents be legal? Legally, are they at fault for this?
Yes.
And why you say
well,
yes?
Well, the mother wasn't there. I mean,
apparently she's a drug addict.
She's a drug addict. She's gone. She gone.
According to this report, yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying what the report said. Should
the
father.
The
quote
was raised by the father,
yes.
Right?
It doesn't say according that he them, was raised by the father.
Right. He was staying with him.
It says that the mother was in jail. Apparently, the father and the mother had been mad at the father because she was shutting up his car, so she was taken by something.
Yeah.
And then they arrested her. She had this drug on her. She was in jail for 40 days or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that the since the cult was living with the father, yes, the father should be tried.
He may have been living with the mother, too. It's just that he might be having her drug day.
drug month. But both should be charged.
And why?
Because they have a big part to play. I just don't like, and I'm still on this. I just don't like the idea that the child who does the crime gets tried, and the parents just get a slap on the wrist saying, "You should have raised them better."
No, they're not getting a slap on the wrist. They're going to jail.
No, I'm talking about but that's how most people want it to be. Right?
Oh,
just a little slap on the wrist, just saying, that's how it was before. They'll just say it like that. That's how it's been.
That the parents were not punished.
Right, the parents were not punished. They just
so
get a slap on the wrist.
You want the parents to go to jail?
I want the parents punished. Yeah, and if and if the punishment is going to jail, then that's what it is. Because what that does to me is make them think twice or make other parents who see these stories be like, hold up, let me make sure I'm raising my kids right. Because why do the other victims who got killed, their families have to suffer because of the failure of this family? And then mama's on drugs, the dad, they're all over the place. And of course these things happen. I mean, of course no parent thinks their kid is going to be a school shooter. But given all the stuff that's going on, you never know what's going to happen. So I think that they should be tried. Not as long as the child for actually doing it, but lock them up.
Charged with second-degree murder?
Maybe as an accomplice or how they said it, in connection with. I like those terms. They rang nice to me.
So they're saying the father faces 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty of children, 2 children.
That's what the father gets.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like accomplice.
I don't know if it necessarily needs to be to those type of extremes, but I do think a punishment is necessary.
So, Nick,
like what?
What do you think?
Jail time for sure. Maybe not as long as his son, but jail time for sure.
How long should he get?
Long enough.
Like what's long enough?
Well, how long is the kid getting? 24 years plus.
Let's see. It doesn't say.
If the kid's getting 24 years, dad should get 23. No, I'm playing. At least half.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
And Nick, you say, should the parents be punished with jail time for this?
No, absolutely not. I mean, simply, let's start with just reality. He's being charged for, what did you say, 9 counts of...
The father getting... 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter,
which didn't
2 counts of second-degree murder,
again, not
and
true.
8 counts of cruelty to children. And the father wasn't even there.
And it sounds like he was trying not to be cruel. And it sounds like even the cruelty charges are kind of trumped up because it sounds like he was trying to be there for him and, you know, doing his best.
When was he trying to be there for him, though? That's my thing.
He was just talking about, like, trying to get him out of from gaming, get him out from all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
He went to the school to say, hey.
But not good enough.
That's true. He'd been
taunted.
Taunted at school. Bullied and stuff, yeah.
But that's not enough.
Like the father was involved.
Yeah, but not enough.
Wasn't enough.
Apparently not enough to make his mind right.
14-year-old.
Who's the judge?
Apparently not enough for his mind to be right.
I said, who's the judge? I hope it's not Joel.
Well, why are your kids messed up?
Why are you messed up?
Because my parents.
Zenya says,
and I'm a grown adult. It's different. I'm not 14. If I'm 14 and my parents are raising me to be this way, they're fully responsible for how I'm raised. It's all on them. It ain't on me.
So you're okay with putting your own parents in jail because of stuff you did?
At 12, you're
an 14.
Adult. At 12, you're a man.
What
At 12, you're a man?
Yeah. Amazing. According to the Jews.
True.
Everybody the Jews. Ain't a Jew, James.
I know, but this is this is what it should be.
Only Christians are Jews.
The shooter's parents in Oxford, Michigan, according to Zenya in the chat, got 10 years. 10 years in prison.
See, I like that. I like that. 10, that's a solid punishment.
How about Joe Biden blaming the guns?
That sounded like weird, so weird to me. Like, ban automatic, whatever he said, ban automatic rifles. That sounded like that. So off to me. It didn't sound right coming out of his mouth. It didn't look real. I don't like that.
So what's the difference in banning the guns and locking up the parents?
Because the parents are responsible for the direction that the kids go from the very minute they decide to lay down and have better think twice next time. Don't be just having sex and having babies.
What are you saying, Nick?
How expanded does this law, how expanded can we go? Can we pick up some homeless person and then find their parents and say, hey, you made this homeless person in homelessness. They're doing crimes. You're going to jail now.
Are they doing crimes? That's the thing. Are they doing major crimes that are affecting others?
Homelessness is a crime.
It should be a crime.
Is it putting people's life at risk?
That should be a real crime. 80 years in prison.
Well, not if they're
without food and water.
If they're 18
hard labor.
And up.
Yeah.
That if they're 18 and up, then no.
Put Joel in charge of North Korea. Kim Joel Un.
What do you think about
statute of limitations is 18?
What do you think about Biden saying the guns shouldn't be banned?
The thing about all that, these are all false solutions. It's funny, even the FBI thing, they say the FBI knew. Even that, it's like, well, I don't know the inside work is at the FBI. Maybe they could have done something, but what can you do if someone hasn't committed something? What can you do?
All right.
The attacker always has the upper hand. Okay, we got a break.
Let me take a quick break. We'll come back and finish this and go right to your calls and your super chats. Quick break, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
And before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, we're talking about 888-77-JESSE. Just a quick conversation about this shooting in Georgia. Georgia's on my mind. At the school, and the parents are being punished for what the kids are doing now. And they want to still ban the Second Amendment while even punishes the parents. James, what did you think about what Biden said about the gun, banning it, that gun?
It was dumb because the media is so dishonest. They say gun safety, and they call it, we need new gun safety measures.
Right.
That's a buzzword. And Crooked Joe doesn't care about kids dying. And going back to school is not joyous necessarily. Usually.
Not for the kid.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to go back. Sometimes you're a little excited, but yeah, he's a phony.
And so,
he's always been for that stuff. He's like, but then he says, oh, buy a shotgun and fire two shots in the air, and that'll run off the people, the intruders.
Julia, how are the Republicans in support of punishing the parents too? Or is this a Democrat thing?
I'm not sure. I will say one thing I'm suspicious about is why the mother is not being charged as well.
Well, they're not saying that she's not being charged.
Oh, okay.
But what they're saying, according to the report, I want to play that so you hear. Nick, play soundbite 611B.
Got it.
No. Is that the right one? 11A.
Gotcha.
So here's where they talk about the mother. Am I right, Derek? It's better than 11A? Okay, 11B, I'm told.
Here's a sheriff's investigator talking to Colt Gray.
I promise I will never say something
wrong. So you haven't used Discord in a few months?
No.
And you're saying you didn't say anything like that?
No, the only thing I have is TikTok, but I just go around there and watch videos.
Colt's father told police he did have guns in the house. He said they were accessible but not loaded. He said he and his son would go hunting and shooting together. He said he wanted his son away from video games and into the outdoors. Colt even shot his first deer that year. Colin Gray also told police his son had problems at school, including being picked on.
I've been up to school, like, I'm on first name. I just was up there 3 days ago for his finals, talking to the principal, like, look, we talk about it quite a bit. All the school shootings, things that happen.
Yeah,
all,
scary.
Hey, are you getting picked on at school? He is. He's getting picked on at school, and is everything okay? That's why I keep going up there.
After that talk, police left. They weren't able to substantiate the tip. Here's where a breakdown may have occurred. The Jackson County Sheriff tells us she believes her department alerted Jackson County schools, telling them, keep monitoring Colt Gray. In an email obtained by the I-team, a sheriff's captain tells the FBI, we have made area schools aware and will monitor this subject.
That wasn't anything about the mother. What the hell?
Can I comment on that, though? Are there? You want to?
Yeah. You want to say something about that?
Oh, that real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taking it back?
No.
Charging the father?
No, it's going. It's about to get worse for the father.
That wasn't anything about the mother. What the?
But the dad knew that the father was getting punished, but the son was getting bullied at school. Why didn't he pull him out? Why didn't he teach him how to fight? Why didn't he teach him how to stand up for himself? Why did they allow him to get bullied? He's just going up there to complain, it sounds like. He should have did something about it. That's another sign that you're not even doing your part. So he's at fault for those kind of things.
But he was doing something about it because he was going up to the school.
To say what? What is
to warn the teachers to...
And it...
To
that's not what a father does.
And the father...
It's what a lot of fathers do.
That's what they do. They
no,
meet with the
you
teachers.
Always say, take them out of that school. Take them out of the public school.
But it's not like the father wasn't trying to work with the teachers to work with his son.
But we all know that that's not enough.
JLP listener.
But we all know that that's not enough.
Throw him in jail for not listening to JLP.
Right.
Throw him in jail. He's failing as a father. He failed as father.
He did, but he was doing the best that he knew how to do.
That's obviously an excuse. That's an excuse.
Here is an excuse, but that's for you throw him in jail for that? That's ridiculous.
Here is the mother, trouble with the family. Fox.
From what
Fox.
We're learning, Colt Gray's home life was fraught with problems. Oh, police reports and court records concerning his parents, Colin and Marcy Gray, reveal a broken family. Colt living with his father, his two younger siblings living with their mother. Marcy Gray was arrested late last year for scratching her husband's truck. Then when they arrested her, police say they found her with methamphetamines, fentanyl, and a glass pipe. She was sentenced to 46 days in jail. Also last year, Colt Gray and his father received a visit from Jackson County Sheriff's investigators. They were looking into an FBI tip. Apparently, someone on a gaming app had threatened to shoot up a middle school. They believed Colt may have been involved. According to incident reports, the then 13-year-old told investigators he didn't make those threats.
Okay, yeah, so the mother wasn't in prison.
Right. Colt living with his father and the two younger siblings living with the mother.
Yeah.
So that means it's all I needed to separate it.
Yeah.
And so should the mother be punished?
Yeah, her too.
Why?
depends on her.
Yeah, her too. She being with her drugs and raising the other two children.
Because
she's not even there.
But she is there because she came and then she's scratching up the daddy's car.
You
she's
know how
causing
women
drama.
Scratch up the man causing punishment.
Scratching a car is not killing kids.
Though. I know, right. But she's causing stress in the home. The son is probably like, what's going on with my mom? Oh, she's drugged out again. She's scratching daddy's car.
And you say that.
If he was, let's say she didn't raise him at all and there was no scratching. Would she go to jail?
If she didn't, they didn't raise him at all, and
there was no. Yeah,
and I
was
had still no hand on raising him at all.
I was still. She would be questioned and investigated. Why didn't this work out?
Wait,
It should be a law that if you have kids, you guys better stay together, work it out. If not, jail time.
David in the chat.
No, that's
David in the chat says
it may not have to be 15, 20, 30 years, but why are you not in a family home if you didn't have kids?
I like that one.
What?
Divorce is against the law, punishable by jail.
And we could put like, you could get like a 15-year, you could do it a 30-year contract, you could do like.
See?
Being separated is a misdemeanor or a felony?
One of them.
It's like a DUI.
There you go.
You're about to say someone says.
Yeah,
something.
David says lock up the grandparents too, and maybe the neighbors.
Everyone involved.
Neighbors are supposed to know each other.
Derek said that's an insane take, Joel. Let me ask Nick: are the Republican representatives in agreement that parents should go to jail for what their children do?
You know, I can't say I know. Say I know or seen. Even with the crumbly parents, when that happened, I feel
that
like this
the
is
Oxford
just,
shooter?
Right. Michigan. I feel like this is just like the second time this has happened, where a parent has been charged like this, or at least in a major.
I know, at least that, maybe third time we've heard of, but
so
I know one time, James just read off one report where somebody went to prison or something. So you don't know if
really
the Republicans are in support of all this, right?
I can't say I know, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if a whole bunch come out.
I wouldn't either. Do you know?
I have no idea. Oh, I mean, okay. I would guess that some would be a little concerned because it's obvious that they're using it to go after people's rights to guns, for example.
Right.
And like you have said before, going after the white parents. Because black kids are shooting one another all the time, and who knows whether their parents are being charged.
And it's quickly erased from the media.
You even hear about it.
And it's gone.
Yeah. The criminal's not even be charged. The parents definitely aren't.
Yeah, true. They don't even catch them. They get away with it.
Yeah, but if you're white, you're going to prison.
Yeah.
And they're going to talk about it in the news every day until you go to prison. I don't think that the parents should go to jail. I don't think that the government should be involved in this at all, because one of the primary problems in our country today is too much government. It's just too much government. And the government, they tell the parents, you can't spank your kids. If you do, you're going to jail. Or we're going to take your kids from you, at least, and give them away to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then they tell the parents that, they tell the children, we're going to cut off your body part if you feel like a girl or a boy, but don't tell your parents.
Or jail the parents if they're against it.
And put the parents in jail if they're against it. And now something like giving your son a gun, it used to be so typical. I mean, I couldn't wait to turn 15 to get my first gun. And I never even thought about going out shooting somebody. I wanted to shoot an animal, a squirrel or something.
Because you were raised right, though.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had common sense not to think that way.
But the kids today don't.
But I think what it is, too much government.
Yeah.
Now, let's say this boy had done this. If he allegedly he did this. This should just be jail time, you know, a trial. He go to jail and be punished for his crime. The parents didn't have anything to do with this. Nothing, no matter how bad their life. Because parents got to deal with issues, too. And I just don't think the parents should be blamed for this. And the government made this decision that they're going to punish the parents while handicapped the parents in raising their own children. You're damned if you do, or you're damned if you don't. And I don't give a darn if he does come home, Paul. But I just, what y'all think about that?
I think that you're 100% right on government is way too involved in all things.
How
like,
government,
completely,
just think of the government don't care about nobody but themselves. And they're going to take hold of you and your family.
Yeah, I don't
they
like...
They can't even raise their own children.
I don't... No, that's true. I don't think government should be involved as much as they are. But I say we get rid of all the government involvement on other things and keep this one.
And you say, James?
Yeah, the government can't be trusted to even to do it right.
Right.
And I think that if Joel, if you pin Joel, I think he will realize
ain't no
that
pinning.
You can't trust the government to do it even in the right way if there was anything to do about it. They should, I don't even think that they should be allowed to sue the parents.
Well, then right. then we might as let me rebut. Oh, when you're done.
That's about it. Yeah.
But after rebut that is that then it's like okay, well then let's get rid of all the laws and let's just trust that people are going to just do the right thing.
They should have the laws. And right. So if somebody shoots somebody, that person go to trial. Everybody deserve a trial.
Yes.
And then if he's found guilty by peers of his trial,
yeah,
then he go to jail.
But then you
and
investigate.
And then he going to learn his lesson. He or she going to learn their lesson while in prison.
But let's investigate why. Where do these thoughts and ideas of how did this kid be broken down in the home? Oh, let's do a little investigation on that. Oh, the parents were
everybody
drug addicts.
Broken down in the home, though.
The parents were drug addicts.
Even the people in government broken down in the home.
I know, but Jesse Lee Peterson got a gun at 15 because his parents raised him decent enough to have common sense and be like, "I'm probably not going to shoot anybody."
But
this kid
tell me not to shoot anyone.
I know that because you had common sense because you were raised decently.
But another thing I'm thinking about, too, is that in my days, they didn't have computers and you couldn't go online and simulate and shooting folks and go on D-Live or wherever that boy said he went.
Discord.
And shout whatever they do at Discord, I don't know what. Yeah. Shout out D-Live.
And those are shooter games.
That's what it is?
Yeah, those are all.
Discord.
No, there's a lot of those gaming things. These are
and so
killing games.
And they didn't have mass shootings that were publicized.
Right.
Mass.
So what?
So you guys are doing that one? You guys are doing the gaming causes shooting?
Yeah, video games.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that none of that stuff was around when I was growing up. Period. You weren't even thought of, I guess.
I was a senior in high school before the first mass shooting.
And there were no such thing as mass shooting that I'm aware of at schools. They didn't have police and detectives and drag queens and everything at school. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
they took God and prayer out of schools in the 60s.
Right. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, Nick.
That's weird. You really don't need to go You just don't need to go outside of reality and do extra stuff to try and fix this, because that's just desperation, and it's not even going to fix it. If the whole crime here, if the crux here, the crime is bad parenting, you want to do this punishment, you're going to actually make more of it. You're going to make people unable to parent, even if they were going to be good.
That's what they're already doing.
They're not even good judges of parents.
So Dara is telling me, Republican View, this is from RepublicanView.org, Republicans believe that government regulations of firearm, regulation of firearm is largely unconstitutional. It is. But I don't like the idea of government arresting parents for this kind of stuff, because that's going to take it to another level. They already told you you can't spank your kids. They already taking children away. And then they have the social workers go to the home to look at what the parents are doing, and the social worker decide if they... And the social workers are low-life people. They have, they send low-life people to your house that hate family anyway, and take away your children. This is not good. Government don't have a right to do this to us. This is going to another level. That's why I wonder if the Republicans support this.
I don't know.
Let's see what Lindsay has to say about it out of Denver, a first-time caller. Lindsay, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Go ahead. Lindsay? Hold on here. Okay, check out. Let me know. Let me go to, let me see if anybody else want to come on. The United Kingdom and talk to Aristotle. Aristotle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson. How are you doing today?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Do you remember me? I called you earlier this week.
I do remember. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I didn't have too much time back then because I was loaded in my truck and I had to go. But yeah, so.
Did you want to come in on the school shooting?
Yes, of course. Yeah, that was the first thing I want to touch on, actually.
Go ahead.
By the way, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to the A team over there, Haig and Joshua and everybody
Joshua.
Else.
Joshua.
I disagree, and I agree with your opinion, Mr. Peterson. And if you allow me, I'd like to...
You said you agree and disagree?
Yes.
What part do you disagree about? Which part?
So first of all, I agree with the fact that you said that back in the day, kids had common sense. And I disagree with the fact that you're saying that the government soon have power on this. Now, hear me out. What do I mean when I say I disagree with the government soon have power on this? I don't say that the government should have power. There is a power that needs to start, but this power needs to start not federal or state, more like a community thing, or at least series, you know, the series, the countries, right? And this power has to do with creating incentives for parents to think exactly how they were thinking back in 60s and 70s. So I grew up in a traditional family in the mountains of mainland Greece, right? So I grew up the same, pretty similar the way you grew up with your parents. That they were strict and whatever you do, it reflects on them, right? That's how I grew up. Is this how you grew up as well, Mr. Peterson?
I did, but my parents wasn't that strict. It's just that they were parents who we knew that we needed to be trying to pay attention to because they didn't play around. And so we knew not to fight at school. We knew not to steal things. We knew that if you go to jail, they ain't coming to see you. They're not going to put money on the books.
Yes.
So we it's like an unspoken rule.
Yes, that's the key word, actually. This is a law that you cannot actually create, but this is an unspoken law.
Yeah.
But the communities and the sheriff and the deputies, needs to create some kind of incentives, even if it's not a
no,
law, right?
They
some kind of.
But Aristotle, it is a horrible mistake to allow government to get involved in your family life, your personal life, family life, period, because the people who run the government are worse than you. They're no good because they hunger for power and control of the people. Of they don't, and to let government make these kinds of decisions, everybody going to be in jail.
Look what you did, Joel.
Yeah, of course. No, I don't want the government to have more control. They already have a lot of control.
Yeah, they had too much.
Some kind of they do, and that's why we're in the state that we are. You know, they're abusing the power and they're taking control, and then it reflects whatever their values are. It reflects on the communities, and that's why the communities are shit because their values are shit.
Oh.
And they fancy the
you're on the radio,
very,
buddy.
Very poor.
Oh,
oh, sorry. But yes, so what I was trying to say is that they should be some kind of not legislation or maybe some kind of program that rewarding good incentives for the parents to start growing up the kids the way they used to grow up back in 60s and 70s. And what Joshua said about the punishments, right? I agree with Joseph partially as well.
It's not, it's not Joseph, it's Joel.
Joel, sorry. Sorry, Joel.
It's all right.
Well, it's all right.
Be black.
Joel,
you want to comment on anything he said?
Joel.
I don't know if he's done with this point.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much, but I got to take a break. Call me again. Hate news. When I come back, I'm coming back to this with my experience, and then we go to other callers. I want to talk to Lindsay and others. Back in a moment. After spiritual, family, financial success guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of Express Yourself Friday, September 6th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, and the far-left extremist AP, Associated Press, both report on the suspect of the Georgia school shooting. He's expected in court today after his father has been charged. The 14-year-old boy, young man, Colt Gray, they won't name him, but I will, accused of shooting fatally four people at a Georgia high school, was expected to make his first appearance in court today, Friday, a day after his father was also arrested for allowing his son to possess a weapon. Colin Gray, they call him. Colin or Colin, they call it Colin. 54 years old, charged Thursday with, as you heard earlier this hour, four counts of involuntary manslaughter, two counts of second-degree murder, and eight counts of cruelty to children. Georgia Bureau of Investigation, GBI, Director Chris Hosey, said his charges are directly connected with the actions of his son and allowing him to possess a weapon. Chris Hosey said, it's the latest example of corrupt prosecutors, holding parents responsible for their children's actions in so-called school shootings. Father and son been charged in the deaths of students Mason Shermerhorn, pardon me, Christian Angulo, both ages 14, rest in peace, and teachers Richard Aspinwall, age 39, and as you heard yesterday, Christina Irimi, 53, per this Chris Hosey, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation. 9 other people were injured, 7 of them shot. What a mess. The teen denied threatening to carry out a school shooting when authorities interviewed him last year, as you heard on that clip earlier this hour, about a menacing post on social media, Discord. According to a sheriff's report obtained Thursday, conflicting evidence on the post's origin left investigators unable to arrest anyone. What a mess. During a search of the suspect's home, the young man's home, authorities found documents that they believe were written by that teen, according to Common Nonsense Network, and referenced past school shootings. What a mess. The rollout of Common Nonsense Network, CNN reports, get your vaccines, they say. And I say, do what you want. The rollout of updated China virus vaccines has begun in the United States, but for the first time, the shots will no longer be free for the people without insurance at their local pharmacy. Some states still offering free vaccines, terrible, to those who can't afford them, but will cost more than $200 for uninsured adults to receive the latest China virus shot at CVS, formerly known as Save-On Pharmacy. What a terrible, disgusting thing, in my opinion. That hush money mess. Hush money. Judge overseeing the New York hush money case against our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, better known as extortion, expected to render his decision today whether to delay the Republican presidential nominee's sentencing date. The former our greatest president, currently scheduled to be sentenced September 18th, but Trump asked to postpone the sentencing until after Election Day. Trump was convicted earlier this year of 34 charges of falsifying business records stemming from the so-called hush money payments, the extortion payments made to the dirty video woman, Stephanie Clifford. Some of you guys know her as Stormy Daniels. The unprecedented verdict made Trump our greatest president, the first in American history, first president in American history convicted of a felony. You know they're going after him hard because they hate the truth. But it will ultimately be up to voters November to decide the significance of this phony guilty verdict, which on a legal basis does not prevent our greatest president from being elected president again for his rightful second term. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week: do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? Amazing, huh? And you can listen to the show, folks, around the world, heard by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody, they mama, And if you're white, it's everybody and their mama. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing. Getting arrested, fighting on the airplane, attacking people personally, angry at everything and everybody and anything and everybody. Whatever you're doing, or just relaxing, or just working out. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad. You can podcast the show if you're not able to listen, watch it live right now. By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to the super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or a Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday, get it off your chest. It's Friday. Every Friday is not what you're doing, when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Has the entire world gone mad?
Yes. There was God during slavery in the United States. He was watching, of course, sitting up there, kicked back, chilling, when black babies were being fed to alligators.
That's not
in front
even true.
Of white people.
Is everybody crazy?
Yeah.
What?
You love Trump?
Yeah. Why? Stay away from me.
Get it.
Thousands are in mourning after another deadly shooting, this time in Winder, Georgia. Many gathered for a prayer vigil last night.
Why is everyone here just a little angry?
Rick! Rick! He fouled him!
Mom, be quiet.
There is still hope.
There's still hope. I love when the boy said, Mom, be quiet. So we're talking about the shooting there in Georgia, and should parents be punished? Should they have to go to prison for something that the children do? And Joel said, yes, you still sticking to that?
I'm in there.
Really? Derek want to know, my producer want to know, ask Joel, when Cain killed Abel, should Adam have gone to jail?
Adam should have gone to jail when he believed Eve. It should have been done right there. And we would have had no Cain and Abel problems.
Okay, now he's good.
So should Cain go to jail for killing Abel? No, whatever.
Cain go to jail for killing...
No, ask yourself, should Cain kill... When Cain killed Abel, should Adam have gone to jail?
Yep.
Amazing. Okay.
Well,
so
anyway.
No, what?
No, I mean, I'm just joking. But mass shooting and killing your brothers is a different thing.
What is different?
Because mass shooting is like you're affecting everybody else's family, everybody else's lives, and then you just get a pass to, well, it wasn't my fault, it was my kid.
But what? Oh, let me ask. And you,
okay.
That's insane. Just move on.
Yeah.
What do you think about when I said no, the government should not be allowed to punish the parent when the children do something wrong? Because the government, you got to realize that the government is a body of people. And can you imagine how someone like Cortez, what's her name?
Alexandria.
Alexandria Cortez, yeah. And that Black Lives Matter woman. And that Talisha, she, and then that woman that came to our country and was supposed to be a refugee, and somebody did something somewhere to somebody. What's her name? Dave.
Ilhan.
Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan Omar.
Somebody did
something. Ilhan Omar.
Where's that coming from?
Pardon us.
My apologies.
Speaking of Ilhan, huh?
What the?
I never did that.
You said that. But like,
and then you have people like Joe Biden. This little stupid woman that's running now. What's her name?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, and some rhino Republican. Can you imagine having those people make decisions about your life and your home and your family life? Those people are wicked, evil people.
I agree with you on that. No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was Nick's
That's
turn.
Such a good point.
I was talking to you.
That's such a good point because that I think that's what's happening with people. They'll see something go wrong, and they'll think because the government is people, they'll think government is themselves. They'll think, well, we got to do something, and we becomes government. But they don't. The worst people run things. You're saying now your family is not mother, father, mother. It's now government over.
Oh, the family. Parents.
Things are just going to get worse.
And then you have...
everyone's a little dictator.
And everybody want power. All angry people want control over somebody. I don't care if you're in government or outside. Can you imagine having those type of people, wicked people, making decisions what's going to happen in your home?
I agree with you 100% on the government thing. I agree that it's too much like hands... into your life. I agree with that 100%.
Wicked people.
And then it's worse when there's people who are in control of these things. They're not having a sound mind. They're all jacked up and they have so I agree with that. But like let's just like take out the
we pinned him down.
Take out the law. Let's just take out the law. Do you think if there weren't corrupt people in the system, decent people were running the government or whatever the case is, do you think that parents should have any consequence for their kids doing certain things?
But the parents will have, let's say that the child is not raised right.
Yeah.
And the child has to go to jail. The parents' partners, they suffer for that too within themselves. They don't have to go to jail. They're paying a price for their not raising their child. Now the child in jail. Now he's a drug addict. Now he's this. The parents are suffering.
Knowing their kid killed some people.
Right. The parents are suffering. They're not wondering what other people are thinking about them. The family turning on them. Plus, they feel the pain of their children doing this. They don't need some wicked other people running the government to do this to them. You got evil people. Their kids are all screwed up in the government.
Don't be so vindictive, Joel.
I think they need to feel both pain.
Whoa.
Physical and spiritual.
What?
So execute the child and charge the family for the bullet.
So do you disagree with me when I say that the government have no business in our personal life, period?
Yeah.
Their thing, we pay them to fix the roads, make a strong military, do stuff like that, not to run our lives.
That's one of the things that blacks kind of know. Even like the crooked blacks, they know not to involve the police if they can help it.
Right.
I wish that they knew not to involve the federal government or the UN and all that stuff, because they tend to want to go
centralized government. There's money in that.
True.
A lot of money.
So, yeah, I agree with you.
Dude, just think about this. Human nature is evil, period. And then you're giving these no-good people, already giving them power by voting them into government. And now they try to figure out how to get all the money they can get and make everything. They buy big houses. They live behind gated fences. And they protect it. Yeah. And so they tell you, you can't even have a gun.
Yeah, I don't like that.
If you...
I don't like that.
If somebody robbed your house and break in your home and you protect yourself with your gun, you're going to jail. Not the break in.
Yeah.
These are wicked people. Okay.
It's an illusion that it's an illusion that you can bring about like the kingdom of heaven by appealing to like a higher, a more centralized government than the father and mother.
Yeah, nope.
But the father and mother are failing. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
Let them fail.
And I'm not saying
let
that.
Them fail.
That's the problem. But
the thing is, like,
fail.
They shouldn't fail at the expense of somebody else's children.
That's
what
how
I'm
the
saying.
World is.
But that's you're right. Like,
I know, but so then
that's
that means, okay, then,
that's how the
okay,
world operates.
Then let's just get rid of all laws and all rules and just
Joel
that's life.
Friday.
That's life. Let's just get rid of all laws. Let's get all consequences by the law. Let's just take it all away then.
But why would you want to go to that totally extreme? Yeah.
Because, but that's the point is that
you need
like
law, so when the son and the daughter go and kill, they go to jail,
yeah. Right?
Or when the mother's scratching the husband's car, she goes to jail for more than 46 days
with a pot in her hand
and fentanyl,
whatever she had. So let me take Lindsay and see what Lindsay has to say about this out of Denver. Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay.
Hello?
Lindsay, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you?
All
sorry,
is
we got cut off the first time.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling back.
So I was just going to comment. So I went to Columbine, actually. And so obviously this is where it kind of all kicked off at. I moved here from Nevada in 99. And like I said, I went to Columbine and the two school shooters.
So you went to Columbine High School. Were you there at the time of the shooting?
Yeah, actually, the guys that were doing the shooting, they were my ride to school every morning. Oh. And that day, I was going out to lunch, and they actually held the doors open for me as I was leaving, and they were walking in.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That was what?
A very close call.
That, you can't get it. That's too close for comfort.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and I don't know if it was just because I hated the school as well. I was mad because I moved here at 16,
right.
And I just having to switch schools was, I've gone to four different high schools. So the whole bullying thing, that doesn't really fly with me.
Nice.
It's just an excuse. Yeah. Everybody gets bullied.
Yes.
Everybody gets bullied.
Always has.
Yeah, until the end. And so you just, I don't know. That kid's goofy looking to me, so maybe he should have changed his hair or something. I don't know. But his dad was stupid for making the guns accessible, first of all, because my dad had lots of guns. And he was a military man, and he used to go hunting, but I never once ever, you know, they were in a gun case right in our living room, but I never once thought that I would be acceptable to even let alone ask about the guns. You weren't allowed to touch them, and you weren't, you know, that never crossed my mind, ever. Like, I would have been too scared to do that, because I know what would have happened from my parents. So but I didn't think like that either, so...
And so, Lindsay, Hake has a question from the HakeReport.com about...
Did you see them in their trench coats? They took you to school that day?
No, they didn't. They actually didn't even go to school that morning. So it was actually Brooks Brown, the one gentleman that was like the top of their list, I guess. It was him and his girlfriend that ended up taking me that day. But no, but they literally were walking in from the parking lot and... they held the doors open for me. They were
always
real quiet.
To get out of the cafeteria where they shot up the kids?
No, actually, because I went out to lunch. I went to Good Times. And then when I was coming back from Good Times, I saw all the SWAT teams and armored trucks and this and that. And, yeah, they actually got pretty upset with me because I received two yearbooks. And I didn't care. I didn't go to that school. My school was back in Nevada, the way I looked at it. And I sold one of my yearbooks to one of the media for like $3,500. People were a little mad about it, but I don't care. It's not my school. That was $3,500.
That's right.
Dad would have told me make money.
That was my senior year of high school when I heard about this mass shooting at a high school.
The Columbine High School shooting happened April 20, 1999.
Yeah.
That was the first big one in America.
So, Lindsay, let me ask. So when they held the door open for you to walk into a school building there. Did they have a trench coat on then? Did they look like? Oh, they did.
Yeah, they always had that on. It was just that was just the way that they dressed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so, do you think the parents should be punished for what the children did?
At that age, no. I mean, I think that they also didn't make the guns. Available. They didn't have guns in their house. They got those guns on their own. And they were older. I mean, those are seniors. I think that you still need to know what your kid's doing. If you absolutely have no idea what your kids are doing and they live in your house, that's pretty stupid. You got to know something's up. I wouldn't have got away with anything.
At
like that.
Some point, though, when you become like a teenager, your parents don't know what you're doing. You know, you're out there having fun, you're doing what you're, and you ain't going to tell your parents what you're doing, so they wouldn't know what you're doing in that time.
you know, and then to a degree too, you know if your kids are fucked up. I mean, if you don't know, then you're probably fucked up yourself.
Well,
we
are on the radio.
Double whammy.
And we have children listening. And you're saying effed up.
Twice.
Twice. So let me ask.
She didn't know what's wrong.
Do you think, this shooting, alleged shooting down in Georgia right now, and they are now arresting the father and talking about giving him all this time in prison, do you think the father should be arrested?
I think you should just put him in a cell with his son. Because he had a big part of it. He didn't do the shooting itself, but his son wouldn't have had access to a gun if he didn't, and they weren't even locked up.
But in the South, it is commonplace for fathers to give their sons guns and teach them to hunt and do that kind of thing.
Yeah, they shouldn't have laws.
Yeah, and I'm not in disagreement to that. You know, I have twins and they're 4 years old, and I teach them how to shoot a BB gun already.
Yeah.
You know, but I also have to be responsible about it as well. And not everybody in the South is going crazy shooting up schools either. So careless, you know, and, you know.
You said what?
I think his dad should be held responsible to a degree.
I don't think the government should be allowed to make laws on how you store your guns in your home.
Yeah.
I remember the boomers and
you
Gen
agree
X's.
To that? Lynn, you say you agree with Hake?
No.
You disagree or agree that the government should tell you if you lock up your guns in your own home?
I don't think the government should be able to tell you anything.
Me too. So nice. You agree with Hake then?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, our guns stood right by the door. Everybody coming in and out of the house. Our gun just sat there until we moved it away, took it somewhere. And so,
a lot more sense back then, too. You know, people, it's not getting better. I think kids are getting dumber. There's a lot less school. They make things less accessible, like, you know, for kids in general. People get in trouble when they don't have anything to do. You know, and I don't know if it's, and then a lot of part of it is kids having kids. I was 38 when I had my kids.
How old are you now?
I'm 42.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just turned 42 and, you know, but I'm real strict. I'm a single mother. My mom helps me as well, but like I'm real strict. So I wouldn't allow anything. You know, I wouldn't allow them to have cell phones or anything. I mean, I'm going to do just like I was raised, strict and to the books, and that's that.
Mom.
I want to pump a little fear into my kids, but that's me personally.
And why do you want to put fear in them?
Just because of the way that the world is now, and because I demand respect, and I want them to respect their teachers and the important adults in their life and their friends, and you know, because I see a lot of kids here where I live now, it's crazy. Like people do drugs with their kids. I mean, there's a lot of that goes on here in Colorado. It's gotten to be quite disgusting here. And I don't even want to raise them here. So I'd love to move out of this state. But you should be allowed, you know, if your kid has any sense the way you're raising them, you're not going to go tampering with the guns.
Right.
If you know better.
Yeah.
You know, the way I look at it. So you're right. You should be able to have a gun at the door, you know, especially depending on where you live or, you know, just whether it's up in your closet or whatever. You know, it's a lot of it has to do with how you're raising your kids, too. I mean, because everything you're putting into their head, they're a blank page from day one, you know, and it's all what you're going to put on that page is how they're going to live their life.
So let me ask one last question, and I don't know if you guys have any questions for her. If you do, let me know. But, Lindsay, when this incident happened at Columbine, you were a student there at the school. You knew the guys, you said, that did this. Were you traumatized by what they did?
No.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not at all. Not at all.
Thank you. What a mess.
Not one bit.
Nice.
Nope. And so when they closed the school down and they had to open up the school in Dakota Ridge for us all to go to, I was like, oh, geez, here we go. What was it? Counseling. I don't need counseling. No. Thank you. Bye.
Right on.
So, yeah, I don't need all that. That's nonsense. You know, and that's not what I'm going to school for. to be canceled. So I just was like, I got one class left till I graduate. This is ridiculous. And I just stopped going down another school.
Right.
Because I didn't need you. Yeah, that's for betas.
That's right. Beta.
So drunk. Was Brooks Brown, you mentioned Brooks Brown took you to school that day. Was he was he killed by them?
No, actually.
They wanted to?
He would have been if they would have got a hold of him. Because they used to be real good friends, and then they weren't, and they were looking for him first.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And he got actually warned by another student, hey, you know, I think that they're up to something, and he ended up leaving early in the morning, and, yeah, he went home, told his mom, and then that's when the shooting happened.
So the
alleged shooter. Yeah, but he was real good friends with him for a long time.
The alleged shooter didn't like Brooke Brown or something?
Yeah, the alleged shooters
they were real good
of
friends
the Columbine
at one time.
They were friends.
Yeah, they were real good friends.
Oh, okay.
Eric got into some legal trouble, to my understanding. And Brooke's parents were like, we don't want you hanging out with him anymore. And that really made Eric mad.
He had
a short fuse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they weren't friends anymore.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's amazing hearing this firsthand.
Yeah.
Somebody that was actually there and knew the people. That is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
would you normally have been in that area at that time?
Would I have been?
Yeah.
You know, I moved here in January, and that happened in April. So I was only here for 3 months. The only thing I did, because, you know, it's hard to move to another school, and I have no problem making friends. I just had no interest in it. So all I would do is I would just kind of hang out. I'd get on the phone, call my friends back home, or I'd just work on schoolwork. Sometimes I would just go sit in the office just because I didn't have, you know, didn't have an urge to make any new friends. I just wanted to be done with school. You know, like I said, I was only there for 3 months. But I always eat.
I never hung out in the cafeteria.
I like to eat lunch. I don't like to go to the library and study. I want to eat lunch.
Right.
You know.
So, Liz, what was it like being in high school at the time and then knowing the people who did this after the incident happened? Well, you think like, wow, I knew them. I know who they are. I knew them. I knew their friends. What was that like for you, knowing them?
Hell, I liked the media.
The media attention?
I liked everybody back home seeing me on TV. You know, but I'm that way. So, you know, and I always got to put my 2 cents in, and people are always left pretty shocked when I say things that people either don't have the guts to or are too scared to. I just say what I feel. That's why I sold the yearbook.
Get that bag.
Yeah.
Lindsay, amazing call. Call me again. I really, really appreciate your input.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for putting me through.
Yes. Thank you, Lindsay. Amazing story.
Beta. I love you. You're funny.
Thank you. Black people.
Okay,
amazing.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye,
lady. Amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, good call.
Hmm. Mind-blowing. Let me go to Michigan and talk to first-time caller Yabara, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
All is well. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
About your question. About the parents being responsible.
Right.
No, they should not be responsible.
And why do you say no?
Because situations happen where the child may obtain the gun some other way that the parent wasn't responsible for. So how can you hold them responsible?
Yeah. Amazing.
And if you want to, the Democrats and whoever makes the gun laws, they want more gun laws? Give them more gun laws. The gun laws that you need to give them are holding the lawyers and the judges and the ones that are supposed to uphold the laws for those people who have the guns that already have the laws for the guns, hold them responsible. Then the people who might do those things won't do those things.
Interesting. And you guys say in response to this?
Disagree, but
you disagree.
common sense.
Yeah, I mean, if the parent knew, Colt's dad knew that Colt's being bullied, which can be normal for the most part, right? Being
like bullied, have always been around. Right. Ever since human being been around, they've been bullying.
But
they even bully in Jesus' day.
Bullying is not the issue, but how you respond to the bullying, right? It should make you better, stronger. Like your dad should teach you how to stand up against it, whatever. But Colt's dad got warnings about this little threat on the gaming thing. So that was one thing. And then he did have guns.
But the boy said he didn't do it.
Right, but it should make you like just be start paying attention.
And my parents would say, okay, Pudgy, go to Pudgy didn't do that, go to that.
But your parents are different. So that's the only thing. But I still feel like they're at fault.
That's right, because Joelle wanted to charge Ethan Crumbly's parents for missing the
signs. Oh, them the most.
Because they missed the signs.
He done drew on the paper him shooting up the school. And the parents, they're like,
I agree that if the parents are negligent, they should be responsible, yes. But if they're not responsible in any way, they put the guns away, they raise their kids right, and their kid goes out and does something bad, you can't hold them responsible.
But let me ask you this, and then I got to run here because of time. Should the government, a body of people, no different than you and me, should the government be telling us what to do in the homes, where we have to lock our guns up, how many guns to have? Should the government be telling us what to do?
Absolutely not.
That's the problem. That's where the problem is. You got low-life people in government telling us what we can and cannot do.
But Jesse, if the lawyers and the judges and the people that are prosecuting these people, if they would uphold the laws, that the gun laws are already there. I mean, the gun laws are already there.
Right, right.
But they're not upholding anybody responsible that are letting the people off that are doing the crimes. They're letting them free. So you start holding those people accountable, and then the people, then the judges and the lawyers, if they're responsible, they're not going to let those people free anymore.
That's right. Amazing. I appreciate it, man. I got to take a break. Call me again. I appreciate it, all right?
All right. We'll talk again, brother.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. Super chats and phone calls right after this break. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Tip of my tongue, it's like poison running through my
Anchor Baby is jamming today. What the? Nice. So a couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show. TheHakeReport.com. And then from 9 to 11 a.m. And after the Hake Report, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. You don't want to miss this one. Really. You don't want to miss any of them, but especially this one. I had a very interesting discussion with a woman by the name of Jamila Gooden, a pastor, and she's the quote-unquote pastor of at the Unity Church of Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the author of a book called The Death of the Angry Black Woman. This went through the roof. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Why are black women so angry?
I'm not going to let you do that to my sisters. Put some respect on their name. Your verbiage is trying to ignite, but I'm smarter than that.
Amazing. If black women are good mothers and good wives, why are their children so screwed up?
Okay, is that why you screwed up? So are you saying the devil is ahead of the woman?
Yes.
You gay? Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that?
What is love?
Something you ain't got. No. Listen to what you said, baby.
I'm not your baby. You don't want to miss this one. Really. You can podcast all of them. The Father's Day at 12 noon today. It was a doozy. It was a doozy. And doozies do happen. At 12 noon Pacific time, you can support the Father's Day right there. TheFatherState.tv/donate. Or you can click on the description links and go to locals.com. And then at 4 p.m. today, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him. It's not even on loan from God. It's given to him by God. And the energy is all over the place. Talented, smart. He's one of those guys that a genius. And so he belongs in a different category. You know how those people are genius, but they don't know that's what they are, so they're different. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. You don't want to miss it, all right? Let me go quickly to the phones, and then to the Super Chats. After, I want to talk to Andrew out of Pennsylvania. He's been waiting for a minute. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing today?
All is well, Andrew. Thanks for calling.
Hey, is it okay if I change the subject?
Absolutely. It's Open Land Friday.
Okay. I tried to call you last Thursday and the Thursday before. I couldn't get through. So I want to thump that Bible a little bit.
Okay.
There's been a lot of talk on Twitter or X, whatever it's called, and you've been talking on your shows a lot about God's anger. And people just don't get it. If you think God has anger or is angry, you just don't know God. You don't know of him. You don't know about him. You don't know anything about God. And I hate to say that to a lot of people out there, but you just don't know God.
But let me ask, do you believe God has anger or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Why has anger?
Well, when the Bible says God is angry or God has angry or God's wrath, it's talking about God's judgment, and we perceive it as him being angry because he's judging our bad behavior. It's like when you're a kid and your parents say, you can't go here, you can't go there, because they're trying to protect you or they're trying to correct you. We say, oh, our parents are so mean and this and that. It's the same sort of thing. It's God's judgment for our bad behavior, and the Bible just says angry to express it as that's how we perceive it. God has never been angry, doesn't deal with us angry. It's just a wrong interpretation from people that don't no God.
Amazing. And do you, so you believe that God judges our bad behavior?
He certainly does.
And how, yeah, how does he do that?
Through correction.
And how does he, what do you mean by that?
Well, the most, the biggest and the most, you know, talked about or the most well known is when the Israelites went into captivity to Babylon.
Give me a real live one for, give me a real live example for today's people.
Well, you're left out on your own. If you're not walking with God, you don't know God. You're just out on your own. You're not going to enjoy
no,
any of
No, you say that
blessings.
God is angry and judges our bad behavior.
No, he's not angry.
I mean,
he's not angry.
But you say he judges our bad behavior, right?
That's correct.
Give me an example of God judging our bad behavior to
impute today. You're out on
today.
Your own.
What does that
you're
mean?
You're out on your own.
What
you're left
mean?
On your own. You could succeed. You could fail. But you're out on your own. You'll have no. You'll have no. Dealings with God. You're just out on your own.
I know. Give me, what do you mean God judge our bad behavior? Now you're saying out on your own. What do you mean by that?
God's hand will not be on anything that you're involved in.
And so if you're out on your own and God's hands are not on it, how can he judge our bad behavior?
That is the judgment. You're out on your own.
I don't know what you mean by on your own.
The judgment is you'll be left in your own hell to deal to handle everything by yourself. You'll be separate from God.
Let me tell you this. God does not judge our bad behavior.
Go on.
He doesn't judge our bad behavior.
Well, we're Bible thumping. Give me a scripture.
He does not judge our bad behavior because we don't do bad behavior. No such thing as we.
That's why you're left to by yourself.
No, that doesn't true.
In,
that's
to
not
be
true.
In your hell.
No, you're not left by yourself
true.
Either.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are.
How are you left by yourself?
That's self-explanatory. What do you mean? How are you left by yourself?
And what do you mean you're left by yourself?
You're by yourself. No help.
What does that mean you're by yourself? God, you think God leave you?
Yeah.
God never leave you. He's always with you.
Yeah, not if you're not walking with him. No, that's what it means, walking with God. It's not literally hand in hand walking with God. Walking with God means that he has his hand in your activities.
So you believe that God leave people?
Yeah.
And why do you say that? Where's the proof that he leave you?
Because there's lots of scriptures. Jesus will stand at the door, but he won't come in the door. You have to let him in the door.
Where's your proof that God leave you?
Where's the proof that God leaves you? You're left on your own devices. If you're not with God, you're just out on your own in the darkness.
And what do you mean by that? I don't understand what you mean by that.
I don't know how to explain it any better to you. What alone is alone by yourself.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Call me on Bible Stuff and Thursday if you can. I don't have a whole bunch of time right now because of the time. Will you call me again?
Yeah, I call you all the time. I'm on Twitter all the time. Minister
okay.
Andrew.
All right, man. 888-7753. So he got his little plug in. What an evil man. Isn't that something? I'm on it all the time. It's through this mess out there. I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super.
Over on buymeacoffee.com yesterday/JLP talk. Not yesterday. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Yesterday, Chris says, fun show tonight, Jesse and crew. Good job. Also, I live overseas and seems I can't get your merch shipped here. Do you only ship to the United States? ? No, not necessarily.
We ship everywhere, right?
I mean, You can call the front office or you can contact the front office. You can ordering online might be tricky directly from the through the website. I don't know. But a lot of these, a lot of our vendors ship overseas as well, meaning the T-shirt companies and stuff.
Okay.
So, and then as far as books go, Amazon, I believe, ships worldwide, right? And
yeah, that's what Nick is saying. Amazon's a T-shirt company.
If you want signed copies of the books, I think you can get a quote as far as with the shipping.
Do we send a newsletter? Because I know there are some questions about we're getting ready to put out a new newsletter. And as a matter of fact, went into the mail yesterday, and some people overseas want it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we ship the newsletter?
That's a question for Daniel. At the
yeah, we have to find out. I'll find out because I know there was a question about if you're overseas, can you get the newsletter? So I think that's what they're asking about. I'll let you know. All right. Thank you.
Kelso gave a Cash App. Putin endorsed Kamala. What a time. Laughing face with tears coming out.
Yeah, I heard about Putin. I have that coming up for you where Putin endorses Kamala Harris. And you know why, right? Kamala Harris ain't going to be no contact for Putin. none of those male overseas leaders, whatever they are over there. She is nothing to them. They can care 2 cents. So, of course, they would endorse her.
Indeed.
But I have that story coming up for you from NBC today.
Lord,
amazing. Thank you.
Lord Goodhair, 5 coffees. Hey, Jesse, is it normal to feel like a total beta when you're sick? I caught a cold in these last days. I'm getting a lot more thoughts than usual.
No, it's not normal to be a beta when you're sick, but I understand.
How about you feel like a beta?
As Joel would say, I understand. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny, 3 coffees. All right, Jesse and the lads, do you think you can get rid of anger but still have a huge ego, or do they go hand in hand?
They go hand in hand.
Cheers, Jesse and the lads. And can I get a beta to see me into the weekend?
Beta! Don't be a beta male. Amazing. Thank you.
On BitChute, this is on the Bond BitChute channel, Rufus100 asks, how should conflict in a relationship be resolved?
There should be no conflict at all. Stop the arguing. Don't argue. Now, somebody asked me about when I say lay your weapon down, no more fighting. It's just two devils fighting one another. When you have, and they asked me about the Russia, I mean, not the Russia, but the Israel and Hamas war that's happening right now. What should Israel do? Should Israel protect itself? Or should Israel lay its weapon down? When you're fighting and it's a, you're protecting yourself in a physical way, then you got to protect yourself. That's not the kind of fighting I'm talking about. I'm talking about the spiritual fighting, arguing and trying to make someone like you, make people agree with you, make someone love you, or make someone do what you want to do and stay together. All that stuff and other stuff that come with. Don't argue about any of that. Lay your spiritual weapon down, your fighting weapons, and let the truth fight on your behalf. But if self to protect yourself in a physical way, you got to protect yourself in that way. But spiritually, you don't need to be fighting about anything. I hope that's clear. Thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on DLive. Aries 1, Severio Jones, Bill West, Greenwall, Games for Rec, and the rest. Thank you, guys.
Amazing. Thank you.
Alan Balmer bought 3 coffees. Cafe Mocha.
Nice. Thank you. Amazing.
Alan Balmer, 3 more coffees. Father God, Christ the Son, Uncle Jesse, Grandpa from the good old days.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing. Thank you.
Tater Salad bought a coffee. Just finished my silent prayer for the night and something came to me. This was last night. I wanted to understand what wept meant in Old English terms, since people always teach that Jesus wept. Weeping in Old English means complain, bewail, mourn over, deplore, not crying like Tyrese dude. I just wanted to share. Really enjoy your little show.
Nice. How's your little show? Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Jack, 32, 12 coffees. Very generous.
Nice.
Trump 2024, three American flag emojis. Spreads the word. Check out something. Life changer.
Amazing. Thank you. Let's see what he has to say today.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
I rest my case. That's the way it should be. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you for the book tip. I passed that along.
Right on.
Urinal chills. Morning, all you Toms. Like a mug.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ray in Kentucky Coffee. Jesse, please help us raise awareness of the need for Christians to open their homes to foster kids, as well as raising awareness of the terrible sex trafficking of children in the USA.
I can't make that suggestion because everything's so bad now, it's screwed up. I wouldn't want to encourage anyone to put foster children in their homes today. It's too evil now. I can't refer that.
So, dangerous, potentially.
Right. It really is. It's just not safe anymore. But thank you.
Someone with three coffees. Thank you, Ray in Kentucky. Someone with three coffees. Advice on forgiving mama. My parents. I'm trying to keep it piffy, he says. My parents really didn't discipline me or encourage me. Left me to my own devices. All I did was work and blow money on video games and partying. Was until I was around 29 years old, 36 now, I started to better myself. My father passed away in 2017. What advice on tackling this, forgiving my mother? She is very, very emotional. I don't feel like I have any resentment, but I do find myself being angry sometimes. Appreciate you and your team.
And so to break it down, the question is what?
How does he forgive his mother?
By realizing that you are angry. And that you don't have a right to be angry because anger keeps you in the darkness. It keeps you away from the light. It keeps you away from perfect peace. And you see that you can't help yourself. The anger is controlling you. That will help you to realize your mother's being controlled by anger because it's the spirit that came from her. She can help herself. Go and apologize. Hey, mother, I realize you couldn't help yourself. Because your mother hated her mother as well. And just, I'm sorry for resenting you. And have no expectation from her, and you'll be fine. Thank you. I wish you well. Let me know.
Five coffees from Cookie. Getting this off my chest this year, the silent prayer became my fave hobby. I've embodied the truth instead of only knowing it intellectually. I do not seek the truth the same way I used to. Almost seems like it is seeking me. Could that truly be so?
Repeat that.
Instead of knowing the truth intellectually, I've embodied it. I don't seek the same way I used to. It's almost like it's seeking me. Could that be so?
I don't quite understand the question. You may be right about that. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. Call me. I have a follow-up for that. It sounds amazing, though. It really does. So call me. I would love to have a follow-up question for it. But I can't respond yes or no to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Cookie.
Yeah.
Prep Ham Paul, Joel, you can't just throw the parents in for everything the kid does. This is a hunt to look for blame for an adult who can be sued. They should only be jailed if they were part of the crime.
Joel said, yes, I can.
Don.
I wonder if Joel really kind of joking about that.
Maybe. But he does seem like one of those Nazis.
He seemed to have understood that the government is a body of evil people.
Right.
And I named all these people that. Telling you want those people to tell you, you got to go to jail. And especially all that mess they're doing, too.
Exactly.
And they're not for families anyway. But I think you're kind of joking now. I could be wrong, but go ahead.
Donnie, girl's idea, Ezekiel 18, the parent will not be punished for the child's sin. Sorry, Joel, God's word is the final say.
I rest my case now, Joel. It's over. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Donnie Girl's idea with another rumble rant. Okay, Joel, the root cause would be a good way to prevent future problems, but that is prevention, not punishment.
Nice. Thank you. Amazing. Can we stop there?
Yes.
Will you remember where you stopped?
Yep.
Thank you. I'll get back to those. I want to squeeze in a few calls here before this break coming up. Let me go to Colorado and talk to Stanley. Let's see here. Stanley, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding you on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Stanley.
I have two things. The first one is needing help with staying present.
Yes.
Mostly during the silent prayers. I find that when I do them, I kind of just go crazy with my thoughts and think about everything and anything.
And so you're sitting and you're doing this silent prayer and you get all these crazy thoughts?
Yeah, when I do it, my mind just goes in races to think about, like, work or school or family or whatever it is.
I got you.
I can't really stay present for more than a few seconds.
And your question about that is what?
What's a tip or a trick I could use to be more present more easily?
When you're doing the silent prayer or not sitting in prayer, but you're aware, moving about it. But when you're doing the prayer, you're having all these different thoughts. You are present. That's why you're able to see the thoughts that you're having, all those crazy thoughts. You're out of them, and you can see them, because if you were in them, you would not be able to see them. They have always been there. You were just a part of them. So now that when you can see them, you're out, and you are present. So all you have to do is watch it. That's all you need to do is watch those thoughts, because now you're not being controlled by them. You're not a part of it.
Okay, so having the thoughts is not being not present. That is being
Stanley,
present.
Stanley, can you hold for me? Can you hold?
Sure.
Hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. I'll come back to you. Right after the break, back in a moment, one more hour to go.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of Get It Off Your Chest Friday, September 6th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back for the third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com. No Joel Friday on Friday except for his expertise on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Much loved and much maligned. And then The Fallen State with that black gal, that black female pastor. That's going to be fun. Make sure you tune in. And then American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time-ish. That's 6 Central, 7 Eastern. American Anchor Baby on YouTube, Rumble, DLive, or wherever you would like. And then, of course, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Nice. Starliner update from Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. After 12 weeks in space, Boeing's Starliner spacecraft was finally set to return home from the ISS, International Space Israel Station, today without its two-person crew. The two-man crew, even though the other one is a woman. The troubled spacecraft will undock from the orbiting laboratory around 6 p.m. Eastern time. Spent about 6 hours maneuvering closer to home before landing around midnight in New Mexico. That's so cool how they can do that. Wow. Impressive. Shout out to the math and physics type people. The astronauts who rode aboard the Starliner to the space station June 5th, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, will remain on board the orbiting laboratory about 250 miles up, I heard. NASA, which does not mean lies, announced last month that that experts were wary of gas leaks and issues with the Starliner's capsule's propulsion system, leading the agency to determine that the spacecraft is not safe enough to finish its mission with the crew aboard. And so Elon Musk's SpaceX is going to have to go and rescue those people come next year. Wow. And Typhoon Yagi. This is one of the year's most powerful storms, slamming the Chinese holiday island of Hainan, H-A-I-N-A-N, the strongest typhoon to make landfall in 10 years. A typhoon is kind of like a hurricane, only it's over there, off the coast of Asia. Typhoon Yagi is currently the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane and is threatening significant wind damage, including to trees, buildings, power lines, as well as flooding. The storm's expected to maintain its strength as it makes landfall in northern Vietnam on Saturday evening, bringing between 10 to 20 inches of rain. China's Central Meteorological Agency renewed their red typhoon warning. Red as in communist. Just kidding. The most severe alert, red typhoon alert warning, today for Hainan and Guangdong. Hainan, I may be butchering the pronunciation. Hainan is often dubbed China's Hawaii, boasting sandy beaches, good surf, five-star resorts, and duty-free luxury shopping. Well, we wish you well. We're pulling for you, Hainan. And where's Hunter? Hunter Biden pleaded guilty on Thursday to all 9 charges of his joke of a federal tax case. I'm calling it a joke. I don't even know. A surprise move on the day that his trial was scheduled to begin. District Judge Mark Scarcy, who was a Trump appointee, by the way, accepted the guilty plea and set a sentencing date for December 16th. I guess he was sparing embarrassment for the family or something. Whatever. Crooked Joe Biden's son could now face up to 17 years in prison for his so-called crimes, they call it, which include tax evasion, filing fraudulent tax returns, don't be a lion, and failing to pay taxes. The judge also said he could impose a hefty fine, perhaps as much as $1.3 million. But looming over the proceedings, as well as Hunter Biden's convictions in a separate so-called gun trial in June, is the possibility of a presidential pardon or commutation of his sentencing. I don't know. Biden ruled it out, but we'll see. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Uniting the races with truth. Sorry about that, folks. I made a mistake. I was wrong. So during the break, Joy, I brought some little snacks today. And I knew I shouldn't have taken one because I realized, you know what, I'll be going back in the studio in a minute. But I took one of them anyway. And so I'm sorry. Let me just finish. I'm wrong. It's I want to blame you because he shouldn't have brought the snacks. But anyway, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Believe it or not, the third hour of the show. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and introducing, do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? And if you're busy anywhere in the world, you can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can also be listening no matter what you're doing, wherever you are. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Just mean it's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Has the entire world gone mad?
Where was God during slavery in the United States? He was watching, of course, sitting up there, kicked back, chilling, when black babies were being fed to alligators in front of crowds of white people.
Is everybody crazy?
What?
You love Trump?
Yeah, why? Stay away from me.
Get it!
Thousands are in mourning after another deadly shooting, this time in Winder, Georgia. Many gathered for a prayer vigil last night.
Why is everyone here just a little angry?
Rick! Rick! He found him!
Mom, be quiet.
There is still hope.
That's right. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I want to go quickly back to Stanley out of Colorado. I had to put him on a hold because we went to a top of the hour news break. Stanley, you asked about during the silent prayer, you having all these thoughts, and how should you deal with that? And I said to just watch it, because if you can see you are having all these thoughts, it means that you're not a part of them, and you just want to watch them, and you'll be fine.
Okay, so the fact that I can recognize I'm having a thought, that is me being present and not being lost in the thought.
100%.
Okay, so that's good then. That's good.
Amazing.
All right. And my second thing was, I wanted to ask, what does Tom like a mug mean?
When you're black and you escape from the plantation of the Democratic Party, and you start to think for yourself, you start whining and begging and blaming. You're not blaming slavery. You're not blaming Jim Crow. You're not blaming this false idea of racism. You like have a life on your own now, and you think and do for yourself. The blacks who are still on the plantation, they get mad, and they call you Uncle Tom. And then they say, you're Tommy like a mug. It means that you're trying to be, they think that you're trying to be white instead of being free. And so they call you Uncle Tom. And so when they say you Tom like a mug, it means that you're Tommy like a mother. MF-er.
Oh, okay. I was learning more about the mug part. The Tom part made sense, but I didn't know what the mug meant.
Yeah, it meant MF-er.
Oh, okay.
Amazing, huh?
That's pretty amazing. All right.
All right. Thank you, Stanley.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Samir, a first-time caller out of Canada. There's one line open. Samir, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Justine.
Hey, Samir.
How are you doing?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so I started watching a while ago, and it really all made sense when my grandmother died, and she was born a slave until she was 22 years old,
mm-hmm.
and she died last year, and she told me exactly what you're preaching, and since then I've been converting those black fools and ignorance to the light, and I've got a pretty great cohort just by the help from your show. Enlightening them. So I would like to thank you for that first.
You're welcome.
And also, I would like to know, what do you think about countries that have royalties in them and that people put their trust into their royal heirs?
You mean like the...
Like England, Japan... Morocco.
Oh, I see.
Spain.
I think that the people make a horrible mistake by putting their this false attention to so-called people of royalty, and they make them into gods. And those people should be treated in the same manner you would treat anyone, with love, but not put them on a pedestal at all.
Yeah, but. In the case, let's say, of Saudi Arabia or Morocco, the kings are direct descendants of the Muslim prophet himself. They're direct bloodline descendants of him. So they're not to be treated as gods, but their words must be followed. So what do you think about that? Because they're seen as, and they're also named as commander of the faithful.
Well, just because they came from now, if you're living in that land and you're forced to follow the law, then I would follow the law to the best that I could just to protect myself. But I wouldn't be thinking of them as being any different than myself or anyone else, even if they did come from a so-called another this and another that and another that. It's just a title. And it has no meaning at all, unless the people make it or turn it into a false meaning. It has no meaning. It means nothing.
But isn't it a great example to think that their families have been in power and maintaining those countries for centuries now?
Well, it's good for them, I guess, because it causes them... It causes them to keep the people blind so that they can continue to rule over the people by putting them in a false sense of royalty position.
Okay. Let's assume for a second there that there was a king in the United States to be voted for, which is actually contradictory. Since it's a king, but let's say you have to vote for a king.
Right.
Will it be the Great White Hope?
If the Great White Hope were to present himself or be presented as a king, I would never vote for him.
But what? Because then he could silence every pussy liberal, leftist, and communist. They couldn't have a voice.
Well, I wouldn't vote for anyone who considers himself to be a king, because if they see themselves as a king, it means that they will want to rule over me. And no other human being has the right to rule over anyone else.
Yeah,
and so Donald Trump would not be Donald Trump if he called himself a king.
Yeah, but this notion that I see sovereign citizens and stuff to have, it's pretty much a false and regressive notion, since I'm a lawyer, and basically people have authority over you. People can decide for your life. The judge, with only a hit of his gavel, can sentence you or grant you something that will change your life. So basically, there's...
All right, but because of the law of the land, they have, protected by the law, they can do that to you. But I would not see them as a king, even though they had that law, that protection, that so-called authority by the law. I wouldn't personally see them as a king, even with a judge. A judge is just another title, but behind that title of judge, you have an evil man or woman, and I would know that, so I would not put them in any form of a pedestal in my mind. I would know that I'm dealing with evil, even though they call themselves a judge.
Yeah, for sure. And I know personally, I have personal relations with judges that are in fact evil.
Yeah.
But that's for another day. I would like just your little note on this. So basically 2 weeks ago, I was headed to this hookah bar that I own, so I was heading there for some business, and then some girls comes up to me, and she greets me, and I do not recognize her. And then she's like, are you Samir, blah blah. I'm like, yeah, what's up, who are you? And she's like, and then she names my best friend, one of my best friends, and she's like, yeah, I'm his girl, whatever. Then the other owner comes, and he tells me that he actually does not even tell me. He just puts his finger in front of his mouth and shows me his phone, and I see all the news that she sent him of the requests for hookups and everything like that. Then I have to holler at my home, basically, you know. So I let him know. He comes, and while he's coming, she's on the phone with him and puts it on speaker, and she's like, and yeah, I fucked that.
Oh, no,
black guy.
You can't say it on the air.
Oh, I F'd that black guy because he has a bigger D than you. And he was basically humiliated. So I was like, bro, I went out. I called him. I was like, you want me to trespass her? You want me to kick her out, whatever? He's like, no, I'm coming. I'm 5 minutes away. So then he comes. What happens is basically at the end, she helps out in her car. She helps him in her car. And he's like, yo, give me a quick $60. I'm like, I never asked my homies what they need the money for. But just that time, I had the knack for it. I was just like, what do you need it for? He basically just said, bro, she got me by the balls, and I have to pay her gas tank. Can you just tell me what he is?
A beta.
Is this fucking true?
Oh, beta. Beta.
Beta male. Is
beta.
That right?
That's right.
even the beta, that's like gamma.
Yeah.
Any other alphabet Greek letter that comes after that.
Yeah, it's beta male, man.
And also, I've been, what type of Christianity are you in? Because I've been one of those Allahu Akbar people for most of my life. But I see a clear path in Christianity.
Are you Allahu Abba?
I was.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm seeking to Christianity. I would like to know what type of Christianity you're pastoring.
Well, I'm a non-denominational Christian.
Okay.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. I got to run, man. Call me again, all right?
All right. Take care.
Appreciate you, buddy. 888-7753-773. That's one line open. Let me show you quickly. Someone mentioned that Putin says he support Kamala Harris, right? This is from NBC Today. Russian President Vladimir Putin says now he'd like Vice President Kamala Harris to become the next president. U.S. intelligence agents believe Putin preferred Donald Trump over Harris. Watch this first soundbite from NBC. Here's more on that. Here's more detail on that. Watch this.
President Putin said this morning that President Biden was his first choice for a second term, but that now he'd like Vice President Harris to become the next American president. Her laugh is so expressive and infectious, Putin said at an economic conference. But is the former spy telling the truth? U.S. intelligence agencies believe Putin prefers Donald Trump over Harris, seeing him as less likely to continue supporting Ukraine.
Amazing. Of course Putin prefers Harris. He can control her. What the? NBC has reported that Washington believes Putin is trying to influence the elections. Watch this.
And Washington believes Putin is already trying to influence the election. On Wednesday, the State Department said it would designate five Russian state-funded news organizations, including RT, formerly known as Russia Today, Ruptly, and Sputnik, as foreign government missions and limit visas for their employees. The Justice and Treasury Departments are acting as well, indicting two RT employees accused of funding an American right-wing media company to carry out the Kremlin's influence campaign.
The Justice Department's message is clear. We have no tolerance for attempts by authoritarian regimes to exploit our democratic system of government.
A spokesman for RT told NBC News the group had several responses, including ha 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 and 2016 called and wants its cliches back.
You can't believe anything the Democrat says, of course, but I'm under the impression that I could be wrong. I remember hearing that when Obama was in the White House, I believe, that they were having an election. I believe Obama was in the White House at the time. I could be wrong. But they were having an election over in Israel. And because Obama didn't like Netanyahu at all, that they were trying to influence the American government were trying to influence the election in Israel. So I'm under the impression that all government, I don't know for sure, but all government tend to try to influence other governments based on who they want in there. So it's not new, but I wouldn't pay attention to Democrats, really. But of course, every government other than our government want the weaker person in there, and that would be Kamala Harris. Putin won't be able to walk all over the Great White Hope. What the? 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. There was a man accused of kidnapping, raping a 13-year-old captured, a 13-year-old girl captured in New Orleans East. Did y'all hear about this? It's going to get worse if you keep this government that we have. Really, you haven't seen anything yet. You think it's bad now, and it is. It's only going to get worse. Then watch this from WDSU. The Kenner Police Department announced they arrested a man accused of kidnapping and raping a 13-year-old girl in Kenner. The 13-year-old girl told police that the man was a friend of her brother's and told her he was taking her to the store when he instead drove her to the South Kenner. Kenner Police Chief Keith Cully says Salvador is from Honduras and is in the country illegally. Watch this from WDSU.
Yeah, Randy, the Kenner Police Chief told us that Rodriguez Salvador kidnapped that 13-year-old girl and then lured her here to this trailer park, took her inside his trailer home before raping her. They say this all happened Tuesday evening, starting in the Veterans Heights subdivision. That's when this man, 23-year-old Diego Rodriguez Salvador, kidnapped that 13-year-old girl in his vehicle, a 2013 white Nissan Altima. Police say he acted like he was taking her to the store, but then the teen noticed him driving in the wrong direction. Detectives say she alerted him, and that's when he pulled out a knife and drove her to this trailer home before forcing himself on her. Kenner police say Rodriguez Salvador is originally from Honduras and has undocumented status in the United States. Police say that's been part of the reason it's been somewhat challenging to find him.
Anybody that uses a knife and overpowers a 13-year-old girl to rape him and then flees, that's a coward.
Amazing. It's going to get worse. Our government did this to us by allowing, inviting the illegal aliens to come in. So it's going to get worse. The people get the government they deserve. You vote in this type of government, this is what you get. And you keep voting them in, this is what you get. So it's going to get worse. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Let me go to Vicky out of Texas. Vicky, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
All is well. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Not a care in the world out here.
Nice.
It is nice. Oh, Jesse, this government is insane, isn't it? Oh.
But I blame the people because the people voted them in.
Too.
And then look like some of the Democratic voters want to keep them. So the people are getting what they deserve.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of us are going to have to pay for it. But it is what it is, bro. I mean, you know.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. It's not the way it was when we were growing up, Jesse. I miss the good old days just like you.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
About the good old days.
Yeah.
Listen, I miss those days, you know, and I wish we could go back to it. But in the meantime, God's with us and we'll survive. He'll see us through all this, you know. He'll take care of his kids.
That's for sure.
But he will. We already know. It's like today they're supposed to arrest Donald Trump again today. So I'm kind of waiting to see what happens there.
Amazing.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. They keep going at him. But he'll get through it. He always does.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to answer the biblical question because I've been kind of pondering on it all week.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
I really don't know when it comes down to
it. So you don't know the truth, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't really. I really don't. But I do know that staying present with God and, you know, he reveals things to me, you know. And so I'm just going to wait and be patient for him to reveal what it is because he knows, but I don't. So, and I'm happy. I'm content with not knowing, you know. I don't have to prove anything to anyone or myself because, you know, it's different when you start to know that, you know, you as ourselves, we know nothing. You know, we really aren't anything without God. So I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know because I don't want to play God. I mean, that's my answer.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, Vicky, and I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon, bro.
Good to hear from you.
Great to hear from you, too. Love you. Take care.
All right, now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Prep Ham Paul says, will God punish a parent when their son steals, kills, lies? What is in the word? Laughing face emoji with tears coming out.
It's in the word.
Oh, no, covering his mouth. No
Thank
tears.
You. Amazing.
Rick James says, let's just all go to jail.
What a mess. Thank you. I can't believe, I mean, I do believe it because it is happening. But it's amazing to me that there's one person on earth, that there is even one person on the earth that believe that you would even consider to allow the government, people who run the government, to make decisions for you and your family, your home and your life. When these people are so evil and corrupt and they're about themselves, I don't even know why anyone would want the government to be involved in their life, period. It's mind-blowing, but I understand that's what we have today. Thank you.
Dawn Negro's idea. Oh, no, I think I already read that one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Zenya says, darn those video games. Super Mario made me violent, LOL.
Blame it on somebody, huh? If you can't blame it on the video, blame it on the rain. You got to blame it on something. Thank you.
Prep Ham Paul, Hitler took it to another level, then another, and we are pushing that line where family turns family into be jailed or killed.
Isn't that amazing?
Terrible.
If you allow that to happen, it's going to get only worse because you're feeding the egos of evil people. The one thing I want to tell y'all for sure, and do what you want with the information, we had an amazing men meeting last night, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
Indeed.
Amazing men meeting. And we got out kind of late, and I was so sleepy this morning, I wanted to slap my mama. I was like, I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment was gone. And I'm like, what the?
Same.
It was gone. I'm like, what the? But anyway, the one thing I want you to know for sure, I have no doubt about it. Human nature is evil. And you never want to turn over your life to human beings because human beings are evil. And all human beings want power. They want power. I don't care if they're non-governmental, governmental people. They want power. Thank you.
Thank you, Prep Ham Paul. Joel's Beta Adventure says, I say lock him up. Now where's my jealous dream girl?
Amazing. Thank you.
Going after Joel Friday.
Let me take a quick break. And we'll come back to that right after the break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.
Thank you.
African dance. It's in the blood. It's in the blood. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, and James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair and I guess a new shirt. Is that new? Newish. Now, you always make us talk about on the show, I have on this shirt today, I have on this shirt today. I'm like, what the? But anyway, the Hake Report at 9 a.m. this morning. And then at 12 noon, a brand new episode of the FallEstate.tv. Pastor Jamila Gooden. And she is, quote unquote, she is the pastor of Unity Church of Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the author of a book called The Death of the Angry Black Woman.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Why are black women so angry?
I'm not going to let you do that to my sisters. Put some respect on their name. Your verbiage is trying to ignite, but I'm smarter than that.
Amazing. If black women are good mothers and good wives, why are their children so screwed up?
Okay, is that why you screwed up? So are you saying the devil is ahead of the woman?
Yes.
You gay? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
What is love?
Something you ain't got. No, listen to what you said, baby.
I'm not your baby. Black women are a mess. What a mess. But you're going to check it out at 12 noon today and support the Fallen State while you're there. And go there, thefallenstate.tv/donate. Thefallenstate.tv/donate or on locals.com in the link there, locals.com. And then at 4 today, amazing, Mamma Mia, hola, si, señor, the American anchor, baby, all the way from Canada. Did y'all know the American anchor, baby, came from Canada to these here USAs? And energy just spread all over Canada, all over, traveling from Canada to the USA. And when he was a chef in the USA, his energy spread through the kitchen. It was just spreading the love. Well, the American anchor baby. And he has a real family. He has a real family. They were here. We have to replay that one day so you can see that the anchor baby has a family. A nice family, too. What the? At 4 p.m., the American anchor baby. You don't want to miss it. At 4 p.m., maybe he'll show their picture today on the, or one day. So you see his mother, sisters. He has a brother. You don't have a brother, right?
Nope.
No brother. What is it not to have a brother?
I wouldn't know.
I have 5 brothers and 7
5
sisters.
Moms.
You have 5 mamas? I bet you did.
All sisters.
Oh.
Call them mamas.
Yeah. I mean, the American Anchor Baby, folks, check it out. And for cameos, personal shout outs, I'll do them for you. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, engagement, no matter what it is, congratulations. I'll do them for you. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I'll see you at Fellowship on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Fellowship. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30 Pacific time. Come on down. We're in the West L.A. area. And here, right here in Los Angeles. So come on down, everybody, and they mama. Everybody and they mama if you're black. But if you're white, is everybody their mama? doors open at 11 a.m. Pacific time. No, it starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Can I do a few more super chats?
We'll try.
Super chats. And then I want to just pull out the calls.
Charles Coffee. According to Joel's logic, half of the black women population should be in jail because of their black sons' crimes across America.
Very good point. I was very interesting point. Thank you.
Keith.
You know, I told you that I was up late last night because of the meeting, and I closed my eye for a moment, and the moment was gone. You're like, no, you were skating. Because Jerry goes skating, and sometimes still to midnight or near midnight. And when he comes in the morning, his eyes are like, bless y'all, red. But we weren't skating. We were at the men's fellowship last night, and it was amazing. Really was. Thank you.
And Keith, five coffees. Morning, folks. My wife gave birth to my son 4 days ago now. All 9 months leading up to it, I didn't know what was to come. I saw my wife getting fat, couldn't scrub the floor the way she used to. Saw that child pop out of there, was like nothing I can even describe. Seeing my son, hearing him make noise, mind-blowing. In fact, he looks like me, too. What the? Anyway, thanks, Jesse. Sharing the truth, Satan only imagines what he'd have, where he'd have me if I didn't begin waking up. My first child probably would have been a girl. Beta, LOL. Thanks for everything, guys. Wish y'all well.
So this is the first child?
Apparently.
Real man mate boys first. Congratulations. Right on. And Mama Mia and all that. And Galoshes. Very nice. Congratulations.
Right on, Keith. Thank you for the five coffees.
Right on, Keith.
The Observer of Thoughts. Keto. Bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
Yes, the truth is just thoughts. Thoughts and ideas. See y'all Sunday. Amazing.
At the fellowship. Thank you very much. And I'll put my two cents in about the truth on Sunday.
Soul Conscious. Eight coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
Do you know the truth?
No, I live by revelation. Knowing the truth is like unknown knowledge from the devil.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Xenia Rumble Rant. Happy Friday, JLP and crew. Strong arm, Christian cross, American flag.
And happy Friday to you. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, Rumble Rant. Orange Man keeps talking about bacon. It's like we're in a cozy bacon cult with a K. What's Orange Man got to say today?
That's interesting.
Hashtag Team Christ.
Let me check.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me. Nobody. Who uses it more than I do?
The Great White Hope.
The First Amendment.
Right on.
Read about it.
All the way. Thank you.
Derek bought a coffee. Jesse, how can we as a country push an agenda that gives children autonomy to transition, while in the same breath we punish the parents of young adults who commit school shootings?
Very good point.
Also, when will we punish the parents of gang of teens looting stores and assaulting senior citizens?
I rest my case. Just imagine what would happen if they put black parents in jail for what their children are doing. Everybody be in jail. All the black parents would be in jail right now. Your case, Joy, he black. Your case is being blown out of the water. I think you better have a reconsidering. Maybe reconsider what you're thinking.
And he doesn't have a show today to clean it all up.
I know now they.
People are going to be thinking stuff about him for 4 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, God.
Into Monday.
And you know how people think. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Matt J. Coffee, Jesse and Joel. God is very clear in Ezekiel 18:20 that, quote, the one who sins is the one who will die. The child will not share the guilt of the parent, nor will the parent share the guilt of the child. Meaning the one who commits the sin is the one who will be punished only. Arresting multiple generations of family for one person's crime is something like they do in North Korea. Let that settle in.
Ooh.
Thanks, guys. Jesus is Lord and Savior. Keep spreading the message and doing what you can to bring my country back to me, Matt.
I rest my case. Thank you, Matt. You blowing Joel like through the roof. Out of the water, out into the ocean, all the way over to China.
Joel gonna hijack Hake Report. Watch. No more thoughts about a coffee. Jesse, I'm feeling sad about the realities of life. Why is it that when some setbacks happen, getting rejected from a job when applied to, immediately the thoughts hit hard, like you never silent prayed in your life. You suddenly find yourself being all, poor me, I'll never have a home, and praying to the devil.
Uh-huh. Just stay out of your head. Really, it's just thoughts. It's all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. So just stay out of your thought. We had an amazing discussion about that last night, too. What the? Woo. But just stay out of your thoughts. Stay present. You'll be fine. Thank you.
Make sure you tune in to church.
Yeah.
Derek, another coffee. The government is in a constant quest to take over our children through the schools, now through the law. What happens when a mentally unfit child that hates their parents for true love and discipline decides to shoot up a school knowing their parents will be punished?
There you go. Blowing Joel all the way through China to Russia.
Blow him to the moon.
Hey, blowing Joel. He black. Ooh, man. All the way through Russia.
Punchy TV.
PunchyTV.com.
No.
No, PunchyTV.tv. Punchy.tv. PUNCHIE. PunchyTV. Check it out.
Okay. Oh, man. Aries won with a rumble, with a diamond, schmedium, he says. I don't know whose shirt he's referring to.
Right. I don't know what schmedium means. But
small, medium.
But thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
Greenwald with a diamond. Hey, MSM, report on the mass ape ray on the border. The R word. Raping. On the border. Thank you, Greenwald.
Thank you, Greenwald. Can we stop right there for a minute?
Sure.
Thank you.
We'll get to the rest of them later, guys.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Jerry out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my. Jerry, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Jerry.
Hey there, Jesse.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, quick question. I just want to ask, I'm questioning a comment. I just wanted to question about you saying in order to enter
Jerry, you're muffled. I don't want to hang up on you because you've been waiting so long. Are you on a speaker or something?
Can you hear me?
You know, it sounds like you're on a speaker, underwater, blah, blah, blah.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead.
You say in order to enter the kingdom, heaven must go and forgive?
Yes.
Like, where is that in the Bible?
Yes.
Where is that in the Bible?
God, I don't know exactly where it's located, but God says that before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. And the reason for that, Jerry, long story short, is that anyone who has hatred, they used to call it hatred, but they let you do it all the words, they soften them down. Hatred, and then they call it resentment, now they call it anger, but it's the same spirit. Anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil. Their hearts are evil, and an evil heart cannot enter into the kingdom.
Right. I understand. I was looking for the verse there, and the only verse that I seen was, like, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven unless you become, like, little children. But you are correct in that you do, have to forgive, because if you forgive, then the Heavenly Father will forgive you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It says that, can you find it for me?
One more question and comment.
Okay.
One more question. Is God, is he playing, I don't know if this makes sense, but is he like playing chess with himself? Meaning, like you say, things are already done. It's already done.
Yes.
Because he created evil as well. So he's, pretty much in control of everything. So is he kind of like playing chess with himself or something? I don't know if I'm making myself clear.
Right. It's not clear.
Okay. Okay. I just want to comment on the shooting as well. I think charging the parent, in my opinion, is one of the, I'm not going to say the stupidest things you can do, because it depends on the situation. But in this situation, I could see if the father just blatantly just was blind and didn't do anything. But he knew, like Hank said, he knew what was best for him. I mean, he actually went to the school and actually, you know, that I think that's what a dad would do was, you know, he went to the teachers and tried to explain and try to, you know, bring up the bullying. I mean, that's to me, that's what a father would do.
Right.
And it's not just that easy to just take someone out. Like, people have, like, actual lives have to work. So, and we don't know the whole situation, and we don't know if the father even knew it was that deep. You know, he's just like, okay, my son's being bullied. Let me go to the school and see what's going on. He doesn't know. He might not know how deep, or he doesn't know how his kid is, like, really, really feeling. Because kids don't say how they're really, really feeling. They might say, hey, Dad, I'm getting bullied, but they don't know the depths of how deep it really is. So why would the dad get charged? It's like, if my child goes out and does something, I mean, let's just say this, Jesse. Let's just say I groom my kids up to do the right thing. I'm doing everything right. But once they step out that door, if my child decides to do something crazy, am I supposed to go to jail?
Good point, man. Crazy? Good point. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And then not only is it wrong for to be putting the parents in jail, you have a government, a body of government who is corrupt. They want power. They want control. Right. They don't care about the people at all. Not even one rational, common sense person would want that type of government over their lives, telling them what they can and cannot do.
You're right. Well, Jesse, my last comment, well, people are blind and they rely so much on the government as if, like, they're God or something. So some people just can't see what, you know, they can't see and hear what you hear, Jesse. You know what I'm saying? So
I do.
That's just the way it is. But thank you, Jesse, for giving me time.
You're welcome, buddy. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
Angie is the first time caller out of California. Angie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Angie.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. It's my first time calling. I've been watching your show, past videos, and I can just say that as I hate to say it, but as a woman, as a person of color, I know it's funny to say that, I 100% agree with you with everything that you've been saying. It's not a question, it's just more a comment. I came from a community that's very low income, and everything that you've said in your career is 100% true. When you give us more chaos is created.
Yeah.
Enough is not enough. It's a very dark system. I've always told people that isn't it very convenient that there's more Planned Parenthood centers in low-income communities than coming from in L.A. If you go to Beverly Hills, even if you go to, like, by the beach, Santa Monica, there is no Planned Parenthood there.
At one point, I don't know what it is today, but at one point, over 70% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills were located in the inner cities.
Exactly.
What a mess.
You know what? Yes, and it's very unfortunate because the people that say they're about, like, diversity, inclusion, you know, they want to populate, you know, people of color more, trying to get rid of us.
I
find it very, very hypocritical. And it's funny that I want to mention this, and I hope no one takes it wrong. I have a lot of friends who are Indian, Asian, and you know, we all come together and we think alike, you know, and these are males. Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of females who see it the way maybe you and me see it because they're very, they desensitize these things. They're very soft.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. And I'm Christian, so I feel like God has given me that wisdom to see it, you know, from the outside. And we can agree that, you know, like our own races, our own communities, like, you know, we've really done really bad. You know, I've been asked, like, if you can live in a community, if you can live in a neighborhood, where would you want to live? And I said, I would love to live in an Asian community. I would love to live in a white neighborhood. And if I'm not talking to my friends who, you know, they can take that and they know why, because they're like, yeah, me too. I want to live in peace and I want to have my family protected. And other people were like, that's racist. I'm like, no, that's not racist. I've lived in low-income communities. We fight. There's abuse. Cops come, like, twice a month. Like, that's not fun. I want better for myself and my family.
Absolutely. Amazing. I am glad you're out there, and I really appreciate your call. You stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. And if they get angry at you for telling the truth, don't get angry back. You just stay with truth, and your life will always improve. It's going to be amazing for you, all right?
I really do believe that, Jesse. And people like you, I just, you know, God bless you. And, you know, God is to be glorified, number one, that you're bringing this darkness into the light. And that's what we need. It's you know, there's going to be more of us coming out soon, God willing.
Right on. Thank you. Call me again, Angie.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Bye. God bless.
Right on. You too. Amazing. Let me go to her grace is sufficient for me. Let me go to Grace out of Canada. Grace, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks. I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
Yeah. So I would say yes. And how I've understood it as when I've been contemplating it throughout the week is it's a life without knowledge.
So the truth is a life without knowledge?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do know the truth, and it is life without knowledge. Very interesting, Grace. What the? Amazing. Thank you for that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Amazing. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
You had to perk up there. Were you busy doing something else over there?
Nope. Stan 69 with a couple of diamonds. Islamic horror rages on in the Middle East. Bomb, explosion, fire emojis.
Amazing.
Foreign criminals are in our land. What do we do? He says.
We have to switch the government. We need a government that is for us and not against us. We need Donald Trump. Thank you.
JV the Great, three coffees. Top of the morning, JLP and Cast.
Morning.
How long do you all think it'll take before the government starts to go after black parents for their kids' gun violence in the hoods?
It's going to be forever and a day. It's going to be a slow move before that happens, because if they go after the black parents, everybody's going to be in jail. The jail will be overpopulated. There's not enough room. It's not going to happen. They're going after the white man. Really? That's one of the reasons they're pushing it so hard, too. They're going after the white man. They ain't going to go after no black. Whenever you heard the black man going, black family going to jail for that. Amazing. Thank you.
Chris says, thanks for the answers about merch. I will take a better look at the website. Your show is amazing. Big smile.
Right on. Thank you.
Devious Furball, three coffees. Dear JLP and JLP team, sometimes feel you're one of the few groups in the world that still applies reason to thought and opinion. I'm often overwhelmed by the amount of people that seemingly have complete cognitive dissonance and believe the most insane things. Thank you.
They're blind. And by the way, to the call about the merch, if you have any problem, let us know too. RebuildingTheMan.com.
Asia Coffee. Morning, JLP and crew. I can't believe living in California, there are more Spanish-speaking people than English-speaking people. What the? How long you been living in America and not know English? Sad way to live, America.
See? Gracias. Hola. Thank you.
Kenny, three coffees. At this point, I believe the media is the real bully, causing all these victim mindsets in kids. Think their only option is to kill themselves or others.
Amazing. If the adults don't take responsibility for themselves, it's not going to... You can't really blame the media. The media is adding on to what's already there. Thank you.
Arisa, it's true. Rumble rant. Aristotle here. You changed my mind, Mr. Peterson, when you said that we will feed evil by punishing the parents too. Now I get it. We must just suffer until things change for the better. Sorry, Joel.
Thank you. Another one pushing Joel all the way from China to Russia, to Japan.
Shout out to today's top contributors on DLive, Maverick Angel, Stan 69, Greenwall, Aries 1, Joel's Beta Adventure, Kid Combo 1, Games for Rec, and the rest of the guys. Thank you for the lemons, ice cream, and diamonds, and subscriptions. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And I do believe that is all for now.
Wow, we made it. Thank you.
Impressive.
Amazing. Pushing Joel all the way to Japan by way of China, to Russia. you're Japan. And after a while, over to Netanyahu town.
Joel's like, Joel's like, that's it. Emergency Joel Friday TV show today.
That's right. I am out of time, folks. It's been amazing. Get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. If you want to be free, free within, the kingdom of heaven is inside of us. You can live from that kingdom right here on earth. There's another world. Really is. But it has to come through you, outside, from within. Forgive your mother and your father, all human beings, no matter how rich or poor, where you live or whatever. And do the silent prayer and watch. Stay present. That's where the kingdom of heaven is. Right here, right now, all the time. All right. See you at church on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. And then FatherState.tv at noon Pacific time. And the American Anchor Baby at 4. And I don't know, Joe may pop up somewhere. He got enough heat now. And he pushed all the way over to Japan. What the? Want to put the parents in jail. What the? Bye, y'all. And thank you for your financial support, too. Thank you. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-